trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. We don't know yet what they might be looking for. Epstein was found dead in his cell Saturday. President Trump's attorney and former U.S. attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox,
I do not understand how anyone can explain not having him under 24-hour surveillance or not checking the camera constantly.
The New York Post and others report Epstein hanged himself with a sheet tied to a bedpost. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Extreme heat today with a rare excessive heat warning in effect. High temperature near 100. The heat index today hotter than yesterday, 111 to 115, with widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms for a few very lucky communities. Tonight's low 79. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a front moves through the state. A couple of those storms could be strong. High temperature up around 93. Then on Thursday, best chance of showers moves to South Alabama as a front moves to the coast. The rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humid, noticeably not as hot. Highs 90 to 91 still. Lows at night 70 to 72, a big improvement. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while you're is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capitol Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And we have in the studio today Rusty and David from the Health and Wealth Show, as seen on TV now.
Yes.
And on the radio. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How are you doing this
morning? I'm doing okay. I was talking to you during the break. A little under the weather the last few days, but
yeah,
I'm worn out. I'm exhausted.
You have 12 children you have to take care of,
seven,
and they're running around
seven
the house.
Children.
Yeah. And you got the stair step ones too. They're like, you got a little one, a bigger one, and a bigger one. And
I did the math one time. I think they average like 21, 22 months apart.
Wow.
I think the closest is maybe 16, and the farthest apart is about 28 mm-hmm. months.
Are they all born in similar months?
Are you saying, are we horny in certain months?
Oh,
what you're asking?
No, actually,
you trying to get in my sex life here?
They're, if you notice, a lot of children are born in the families close together.
I'm going to go through it. I got a November.
Okay.
A May.
Uh-huh.
An October. A December. A February. A December. And a June. So, no, they're all over.
Sounds like you're
they basically like, May to December. Actually, there's a February in it. It's all over the place.
It made me think of that. What's that movie with the guy?
I think what I'm trying to say is we get busy all year.
That's what I was trying to say. How to say that in a nice
cheaper
way.
By the dozen. Remember that one?
I do.
The
yeah.
original.
Yes,
the
yes,
good
yes,
one,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. How are you guys doing? What's going on in the world of finance?
Well, we are staying very true to our opinions, and we think that the stock market is doing real good, but it's done real good for so long that, we're very leery of what's around the corner, especially with this political stuff that's coming. There's no telling what's going to happen, so we're trying to get into a very safe mode here. And use products that could, like, add huge bonuses up front, but at the same time have safe mode. And then if they want to withdraw money after the so-called debacle, they could probably get back in low or something if they wanted to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind
of... Did you see a debacle coming? You're not alone, by the way. I'm just curious if you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just makes sense to me. I mean, the P.E. ratios and all the stuff that's been going on, and then all the politics that's going on, and if the Democrats get in there and they try to stifle business, you know, I mean, we all know what's going on. We know what's going on with the Chinese thing. That may or may not work out the way we want it to. There's so many things that are going on. Yes, we're the most powerful nation on the face of the planet, no doubt about that. But there's only so much that one nation can carry on its shoulders.
Gold prices over $1,500, that mean anything to you?
Well, it means to me that it's still nowhere near 2,000 like it got to, you know. And, it's bebopping between 1,200 and 1,500. Mm. It means to me that it's gone up a little bit because of, you know, people are leery, but it's not anywhere near what could happen. But, that's not what I look at so much. I look at more what the dangers are with people's retirement plans. You know, when you're less than 50, it probably doesn't matter. But when you get over 50, you know, you get a bad decade in there or 15-year bad thing, and you're pretty well wiped out for retiring.
Yeah, and I discovered something today myself. You having your brood at home, hang on to the Legos.
Yeah,
because they must be made out of gold. I was at Walmart a while ago. These things are like crazy.
Yeah, I've never understood the price of Legos.
Hey, they're making it in Holland or something?
But the thing is, I've got a little child in me.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down inside, I'm a sucker for a race car Lego set.
Yeah? Oh.
So if you pick me one up, I'll love you forever. But a little race car, you know, Ferrari or Mercedes or, you know, Formula One or whatever, uh-huh. they make these little Lego sets.
Yeah, those are nice.
You can find them at secondhand places for $5, $6, $8. New? Uh-huh. They're like $25, $30.
I know.
And it's just like cheap, nasty plastic in a box. That's all it is.
With a picture.
Yes.
And you have to put it together.
Yeah.
I have lots of clients that have, you know, hobbies. I call them hobbies. Really, they kind of like accumulate things, cars, mm-hmm. toys, Legos, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stuff is becoming very valuable on paper, you know. And it's pretty impressive.
Well, before I got so, you know, shaky and everything, you know, I used to do a lot of woodwork.
Did you really?
I wish you could see the pallet I made out of a coffee table. It's great. It's just, actually, I did used to like to do the woodwork.
Hey, now, you just brought up something I'll never understand. We'll get back to David Ernest in just a moment. But you just brought up something I got to talk about here. I've never understood. Pallets are some of the nastiest things ever.
Yes, but
the food and chemicals and spoiled rotten meats and sauces and garbage that fall out on a pallet.
But you know what
they
brought?
And for someone to tear one apart and put it in their living room, whether on the wall or on a coffee table or wherever, get those things the hell away from me.
But you know what they brought the Statue of Liberty in on, don't you?
What?
Pallet.
They're
very strong.
Have you ever seen the pictures of the Statue of Liberty before it turned green?
It
was copper.
Yeah, it was coated in copper. It was made in France.
Yeah.
And the guy modeled it after his mother-in-law.
You know what the liberty they were talking about was?
What's that?
It was a gift from France to celebrate abolition.
Really?
The notion that it was about immigration years later, before the poem was added, Bring Your Hungry and all that was all after the fact. It was a gift from France to the United States celebrating abolition and thanking us for setting the world standard for abolition.
Well,
which is why the Statue of Liberty has a chain broken around her foot.
I'd always heard it was because they had that Eiffel Tower already. We cannot have two tall things. We will send this to America.
Yeah. David Ernest, tell people how to get in touch with you. What's going on? Are you still doing your weekly gatherings of Folklorellis?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Folklorellis has gone through they're under new management and ownership. Okay. And I did have a little bit to do with help in that. I didn't want to see them go away. So essentially everything is back on board. But here's the way we do it. If you want to go to Folklorellis, you have to call me first, and then we can get you in there with a huge discount or free. Okay. They've scaled down. They've only got a few tables in there, but that's enough. It works real well. But essentially it's great pizza. And
it is very
they
good
use
pizza.
Really good ingredients and everything. But, if you mention my name on Thursday nights, whether I'm there or not, you're going to get 40% off if you come and you mention David Ernest's discount. Okay. But I would like to be there with you if I'm available.
If you go to the McDonald's and mention my name,
yes,
you can get a Happy Meal at the regular price.
Yes, well, that would make them happy.
You got to get the double fillet of fish if you go to.
That's right.
I heard you talking about that.
It's such a good sandwich. $4.94. It's a good sandwich.
And
plenty of protein. It fills you up.
Yeah, I like that.
Doesn't make you overfull and feel all. You know how sometimes you eat. You know, you go someplace, you get the triple bacon cheeseburger, and then you feel lousy all day. Yeah, double fillet fish.
Could I have triple bacon too? Could I do that?
I just can't eat that. What I call foreign fish. I like the Gulf.
I see. You don't like it transported in.
How foreign are we talking about fish here now?
Hey, man, when you fry it and add American cheese to it, you can't tell what kind
of
fish it is.
I know you can't tell.
Tell people how to get in touch with you, David.
Yes, call me at 334-279-7431. We have a voicemail. You can leave your name, phone number, or how you want us to contact you. Or you can go to my website, retirewithernest.com. That's spelled like ear nest, retirewithernestalltogether.com, and you can send me a message. Health and Wealth with David Ernest on
ABC 32.
ABC 32. Oh, yeah. 5 o'clock on PM.
On Saturday.
On Saturdays for a few more weeks, and then the NFL will bump us for a while, and we'll...
We tried to get them to start later, but they
NFL would not listen to us.
They wouldn't have it.
No, but we're still coming on Sunday mornings on CW and ABC, right before church, you know, for the early birds, like 4:30 for one time and 6 or 6:30 for another, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I think when ABC clicks back over, it might be 5 or 5:30 there for ABC again, but... of course, we're on the radio 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. on 93.1 FM, and Saturday at 8:30 a.m., Sunday at 1 p.m. And then I'm going to give the secret phone number.
Not the secret phone number.
Yes. You think it's going to get like a lot of calls?
You never know.
Okay. We'll do a test. Call my cell phone, 334-399-7954. Let's see if anybody... does that.
399-7954.
That's right.
And if you'd call us now, we'll come to your house and do the show. Right there for you.
Live in your living room.
Yeah.
399-7954. Give David Ernest a call. Guys, appreciate you stopping by. It's been fun.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Right. Been fun.
We'll see you soon.
Get to feeling better now.
I'm trying.
And that little thing I told you, try that.
I'll try it.
Try it.
Kill the possum first before you rub it on your neck.
Yeah, kill it first.
We'll be back, guys.
Lord, I said that little something to you. I want to hold.
time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, guys, 17, 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. Your phone calls are welcome at 272-9228. Baron Coleman here. Hour number two officially underway. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Dave is out. He'll be in shortly. But I'll be here for the day. We're going to have some shorter segments this hour. But we'll make it. We'll make it. We'll really, you know, get through this thing together. I promise you. We're gonna survive this. This is not a nuclear holocaust. I promise you. Couple of short segments and everybody will survive. Your phone calls, as I said, welcome as always. Randall, you just called.
Well, I guess tuning in, I was behind. I mean, I thought I was going to ask a guest a question and comment, but since they gone, and I guess they gone, but on the Lego thing, why I got you, do you know that in Georgia they have a big Lego where they go, little kids go there and they try to design one, they come up with the next new thing. And believe it or not, a boy from Alabama is the one who, he was 8, 9 years old or something like that, he designed the ones that were ninja, like karate ones. He come up with them. And, he's from Alabama. But since I am in here, I want to tell you one thing from last hour when we were going over. It's so easy to follow how crooked the FBI and the CIA is. It's all, if you go to Vannevar Bush, I can't even pronounce the name right, but Vannevar Bush, whatever. If you go to him, he was over the FBI. He was over John Trump. He was over the OSS, which turned into CIA.
Who are you talking about?
Vannevar Bush. It's Vennar, or yeah, something like that. Maybe a Vanner. It's it's Prescott's daddy. And look, he was the OSS turned into the CIA, and then he also was over NASA when it first came up. Man, he is the reason they got all the when they can find stuff, you get the advantage. Anyway. You go to him, man. It's so easy to see it, man. I can't find out who was before him, how he got handed the wands. There's a gap in there, a big gap missing. I mean, of who was before him. And I wish, if you could lead me in that direction, man,
I'm looking about now. I've never heard of him. His thesis, Randall, was on oscillating current circuits, an extension of the theory of generalized angular velocities, with applications to the coupled circuit and the artificial transmission line. I think I'm not smart enough to understand what that sentence means, much less the application of it.
He was a scientist too, but he also was over, guess who? Our favorite man, Nikola Tesla. He was over him. He the one got Trump signed off to saying them boxes wasn't no good, and he took the ones that wasn't no good. And all them patents that were passed down to NASA that all these people think they invented stuff, it was all our man, Nikola Tesla, and they just used it. And
you sure
and
this guy's
Bush
related to the Bush family?
He ain't.
I don't see any. I don't see any. I mean, I figured that'd be the thing you lead with, you know, in an article about this guy.
Well, maybe if they don't want them to know, they all connected. Because I'm gonna tell you, I used to. I don't know if you went through Google, but man, I went through Yelp and Yelp, and went around through. It's how I got to looking them all up. I don't know, man. It's something about going through Google. They can let you know what you want. It's crazy. I don't know.
I'll look into it. I'm not familiar with the guy. Never heard of him. He didn't die till 1974. He can't be a ancestor of President Bush. We'll have to figure it out. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Guess who I found?
Who's that?
Dave Mowry.
I made it.
Dave.
I'm back.
D-A-Y-B-E.
Did you miss me?
M-A-L-L-O-R-Y.
Three L's.
M-A-L-L-L-O-R-Y. You know how to get in touch with Dave Mowry? 272-9228. We're going to take a short break here because we got to get our clock back right. And even then, it won't be 100% right. But that's what happens sometimes during the 10 o'clock hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Offer it up, people. We'll be back.
Hi.
honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
My man Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. He's not fazed by the heat. They just work harder. Heat makes them work harder. Then when it gets cold, they work even harder. Then it gets hot again next summer, they work harder. That's what they do. They get better every year. Jenkins Tire and Auto can spend a little love on your family truckster or your classic hot rod or your 18-wheeler, your tractor out there for the field, whatever it is. Jenkins Tire and Auto can work on it. These guys have experience working on all kinds of equipment, big and small, all kinds of cars. They do fleet maintenance, private fleet maintenance, whatever you need, man. So if you have a fleet of vehicles or just a daily driver, get it by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're downtown, one block off of Madison, the corner of Jefferson and Madison. They're down there. They got all the cool equipment that the big boys use, and you will absolutely be blessed by getting your stuff over to Jenkins Tire and Auto. Honest people, great technicians, and class acts all. So get by there when you get a chance. Jenkins Tire and Auto on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Dave, how was what did you do today? Meet the teacher?
Yeah.
Why do they do that during the day? Most people do that at night. You had the same question when it was scheduled?
That and yeah.
Catholic had it last night. My wife was there.
I'm not going. I don't want to air anybody out.
No,
it
I get
fine.
That.
This is fine. Everything's fine.
If the house is on fire, but it's fine.
Yep, it's fine. Everything's fine. No, it was great. It was just, you know, one of those things.
It's a great school.
It is.
And, they put up with the idiosyncrasies to be a part of it.
They want to, they want to foster like a togetherness type feel.
In the middle of the morning?
Sure.
They want you to foster togetherness by burning some of your not you particularly. There's no vacation days here.
But yeah.
You know what I mean. Your average Joe, your average working stiff's burning vacation days to be there at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Interesting little thing. But
All right. Fair enough. Do you know yoga is banned in Alabama schools? Have we covered this?
I don't know if we have covered it, but I did know that. They banned it like in the middle of the 90s, right?
I had no idea. I see this story on Bill Britt's site, alreporter.com, his blog over there. Said, here's the opening sentence of this. Oh, here's the headline. Hindu statesman objects to Alabama's yoga ban in schools. I don't know what a statesman is. Like, other than an elected official, I thought that's what the, like, the definition of a statesman was. So I expect this guy to be an elected official. I look it up. He's surely not. But the article refers to him two times as a Hindu statesman. He's the president of the Universal Society of Hinduism. Pointed out that yoga is a mental and physical discipline that traces all the way back to Indus Valley civilization around 2000 BC. I would argue he's doing his people a disservice. If he wants yoga practice in schools, being a Hindu statesman and talking about how it's a practice that goes back to 2,000 years, 5,000 years ago, whatever, is not the tact I would take here in Alabama.
Also, I actually think that, like, I don't want to, I think that that's made up.
You think what's made up? That there's a ban?
No, the ban is definitely real. It's, like, from the 90s.
Yeah.
No, I think that yoga is, like, not as old of a tradition as they want to tell
it. It's stretching, right? That's what it is?
Stretching and breathing.
Yeah, I mean, and like a little bit of strength, and not a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, I've done it.
There's benefits. I'm not going to slag yoga. I love yoga. I think that they should have a full class of it. Like, if you're in like seventh grade, they should totally, like, instead of like, they should make you do like all the running that we used to do, and then like between like, then you should play basketball or whatever, and then you should do 10 minutes of like calming down.
Little down dog yoga.
Yeah, man.
Some up, like, dog.
It'll make you
cat
feel,
pose.
It'll make you feel. There's nothing.
Mountain pose.
There is nothing. If you have a bad back, there is nothing that's better for you than the stretches that they do in yoga.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I'm awful. You know, most bad backs can be fixed by stretching out those hammies.
Right.
I don't know. I think what happened. I think I agree with you. There were some people over there that figured out, you know, if you stretch certain ways, you feel better. And the Hindus came along and said, we're going to call it one of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Christians did that all over the place. Christmas trees, that was a tradition going back long before Christianity. Mm-hmm. Easter eggs, long before Christianity. Mm-hmm. Christians came along and said, we're going to take those and those and those over there.
Correct.
In fact, the location of Christmas itself, the location of Easter itself,
mm-hmm,
pre-existed Christianity. I'm going to get a call on that. Not on air. I think people by now have realized they can't fight me on religion on air. They end up losing because they're losers, and I'm not. I think that the best day we ever had on this radio program, in my opinion, the most fun day I've ever had, was when I had people try to call in and tell me why I had to believe sola scriptura, that you could only use the Bible.
Oh.
To teach on Christianity.
Oh.
And why any teaching outside of the Bible was necessarily in conflict with that principle.
Oh.
And boy, did we have fun. It's been probably 3 or 4 years. I was smacking people down left and right. They brought me their best proof text. Wham! I whacked it aside.
Wrong.
They brought me their best anecdote. Boom!
Wrong.
I knocked it off its feet. I can't be defeated on that argument. On most of that stuff. I don't pick fights I can't win. You notice that?
Yes. Smart man.
I pick fights I know I can win. I see an opening. You don't call plays. Look, if they got their goal line defense in, you don't run a trap run up the middle. You know?
You'd think.
Not if it's 4th and 10.
You'd think.
I mean, maybe if you're Gus Malzahn, because you always run right up the middle.
Right. Wow.
Hey, it's first down. Let's run up the middle.
We had the option to pull it back and throw it.
Let's run up the middle. Speaking of Gus Malzahn, Auburn University has a new voice of the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah.
His name is Andy Burcham. He's now going to be the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He's been the voice of women's basketball and also Auburn baseball for a while. Rod Bramblett obviously tragically passed away in a car accident, a few months ago now. And I just don't think Auburn had time to do a nationwide search. And I think Andy Burcham is known to the Auburn faithful.
He was like the next man up, right?
Yeah. He and Paul Ellen, they were like the voice in the studio during the games.
Gotcha.
You know, when they throw it to the studio for a studio update. I think he and Paul Ellen.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do if you get like a you know, how are you going to do a nationwide search or whatever? I don't.
Yeah, well, you can't do it in
10 minutes.
But even if you can, like, what are you? I mean, I don't know. I might. Frankly, for something like that, you know what I would do? I just hold open tryouts.
You know where they found Rod Bramblett?
Where?
He was calling Auburn high school games.
See.
And I like Andy Burcham. I think this is a good hire. I think he's a good hire.
Yeah.
You know who would have been a better hire?
Who's that?
Your humble host.
I agree.
I could have called the hell out of some Auburn football games.
I agree.
I could have even said touchdown Auburn. I'm not going to, because they didn't ask me to. And the last time I went somewhere where I wasn't invited, I got arrested.
Wow. Okay.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Bath Innovations, general contractors right here in the River Region, specializing in baths, bathrooms, and sinks, and toilets, and tile, and walls, and all that kind of stuff. Let Bath Innovations get in there and dream with you. Let them come by and take a look at your bathroom and make it a bathing paradise. How about that? That's what I would do. That's what I would do. Get Bath Innovations on the job. These guys, most places just have a thing they do. Like you call a tile guy or you call an acrylic guy. And a lot of these people just do half-assed jobs. They just paper over the other stuff. They don't take it down to the studs. They don't look for insect and water damage. They just throw up something quick. They're trying to get in and trying to get out. And it doesn't work. It doesn't last. They don't fix existing problems. And you end up with a worse problem on your hand 10 years down the road than you had. Bath Innovations of Alabama is not that way. They go above and beyond the call of duty. They're in and out quickly. They don't string it out for months and months. It's a quick, quick process. Call them. 271-2723. 271-2723. Stop by the showroom on East Boulevard, right across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. Or check them out online, bathinnovations.com. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman after this.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rallying after confirmation that some of the second round of tariffs on imports from China will not go into effect until December 15th, and that the U.S. and China are expected to talk again in September. Some other new tariffs will be scrapped. The delayed tariffs are on toys, computers, cell phones, and some clothes. Apple shares are up nearly 5%. Coca-Cola will start selling its Dasani water brand in aluminum cans this fall, and aluminum bottles next year in response to growing public concerns about plastic waste. Dasani will also be sold in plastic bottles, but they'll be made from a new combination of recycled plastic. PepsiCo plans next year to test an aluminum can version of its Aquafina water brand. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Apple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Extreme heat today with a rare excessive heat warning in effect. High temperature near 100. The heat index today hotter than yesterday, 111 to 115, with widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms for a few very lucky communities. Tonight's low 79. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a front moves through the state. A couple of those storms could be strong. High temperature up around 93. Then on Thursday, best chance of showers moves to South Alabama as a front moves to the coast. The rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humid, noticeably not as hot. Highs 90 to 91 still, lows at night 70 to 72, a big improvement. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Also professional, Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Absolute professional, my friends. Get in touch with Tom Latham when you get a chance. 284-9292. He's easy to find. He'll come right to your house. He'll give you a quote, an estimate. He'll tell you a little bit about his professional expertise and why his ideas are probably better than yours. I kid. He's not going to do it. He's not one of those guys that says, oh, I know what I'm talking about. You don't, idiot. He's not one of those guys. He helps you come along and understand what's possible and sometimes impossible. He can do the backyard vacation destination. It's not all concrete with Tom Latham. He's the concrete man, obviously. But it's not all concrete. You know, some of those people have that vacation destination feel. You walk out on the back porch, it's like another room on the house. They got the big green egg bricked in over there. They got the ice maker, the wet bar. They got a little grill, and it's like an outdoor kitchen. They got the TV. They got climate controlled on days like this when it's hot. They got a little way to cool it off a little bit. Spritz it in the winter when it's cool. They can screen it in. No shortage of ideas. Let Tom Latham come to your house and dream. 284-9292, 284-9292 on the web, pennyearn.co, or find them on Facebook. I see headlines like this, and it just seems like the ultimate virtue signaling. This was in AL.com today. Greg Garrison piece. I don't know Greg Garrison.
Yes, I don't know him.
They go through so many authors at AL.com. When they pay him like 2 cents an article or something.
Right.
More than 30 clergy declare houses of worship sanctuary for immigrants. Hey, yeah, yeah. Apparently, a bunch of people signed a letter declaring their houses to be their houses of worship to be mm-hmm. sanctuaries for illegal immigrants. And I read this and I thought, what a stupid, stupid thing to do. Because they said what prompted it was the immigration raid over in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Well, they went to a chicken factory.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go to a church.
Also, that was there's some other problems with that.
Well, they didn't raid St. Chicken's Catholic Church.
Did you see that?
They raided a chicken factory.
Yeah, after they got dinged with like a $4 million judgment for the way that it's run or whatever.
Yeah, see? The other thing I don't understand about, do these pastors of these churches not want their regular legal parishioners to have decent jobs. They want their wages suppressed by illegal immigrants who will come pluck chickens for cheaper.
Yeah.
Those are chicken plucking jobs, as what's his face called him? Ross Perot. H. Ross Perot. Here's how the story. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's the stupidest story I've ever read. More than 30 clergy and religious activists. And what the hell is a religious activist, for one? Isn't the whole point of religion like to kind of do your own thing and let people watch the model, watch the way you are, and then like be interested in that?
Baron.
Yeah.
Aren't you Catholic?
Yeah.
You know, like what missionaries are?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't sit back and let anybody watch, you know? You can't remember it because they destroyed the entire culture that was indigenous to America when they came over.
Actually, the Catholics didn't. The Spanish did. Well, no, they didn't. The Catholics went to South and Central America. You'll notice they're still brown.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what I mean.
The Protestants came to North America. You notice they're all white. There are no brown people up here.
You know what I mean, though.
I know what you mean, but, you know, you want to compare... missionary strategies.
Well, I was actually going to say that part of the thing with most Protestant with denominations is that you're supposed to go and talk to people about, you know, whatever your beliefs are or whatever. I like your model better. I'm just saying that most people don't really follow that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if they did and they didn't do the proselytizing, they'd probably get a little bit farther.
I would think
so. Just saying.
I'm always amused by that. People talk about the horrors the Catholic Church inflicted on the locals. And I'm thinking, everybody south of the Rio Grande looks a certain way.
Well, not everybody.
Well, I mean, most. There are a few white people down there.
Not the people in charge.
Well, that's true. The white people largely run all the countries. But,
you know.
The mestizos and the... I mean, there are indigenous people there.
I know.
That was that... You know, the Catholics tried to work with what they had and change the culture, but keep the people. The Protestants showed up and said, "Manifest destiny, we shall go to the Pacific Ocean and slaughter anyone who standeth in our way. It is God's will."
Well,
not knocking Protestants. I love America. I mean, you got to recognize the difference there. More than 30 clergy and religious activists in Birmingham, religious activists, signed a letter issued today declaring they would offer sanctuary to immigrants. I guess what they meant by that is illegal immigrants. The raid over in Mississippi last week was a pivotal moment for us to begin talking about what we would do here. You almost picture the millennial accent.
Oh, wow, yeah.
If faced with similar things.
Yeah, man.
We talked about helping with kids.
Well, like, they want to help immigrants.
Giving them a safe place to be.
Yeah. I want everybody to be.
It's to offer a safe place for people to be and figure out what they're going to do next. I mean, they're up to the challenge. My congregation is very progressive on these issues. Red Cross uses us as a shelter when there's a natural disaster. We've got cots and kitchens and bathrooms.
Just because they're like Spanish or whatever, like, I mean, we should just like let them be, right?
They're not allowed to enter a sanctuary, a place of worship. We're talking about the bad guys, the border patrol. We anticipate there may be legal challenges to that, but we're willing to make that stand. Here's the letter that's been passed around and signed by more than 30 religious activists. And when I read you some of the names of these religious activists, you'll know what I'm talking about here. It's a short letter. To the people of Birmingham and neighbor communities, from concerned clergy, faith leaders, and faith communities of Birmingham, though we represent diverse theological perspectives and traditions, our mutual commitment to the sacred and ethical treatment of our neighbors transcends boundaries, man. We believe in loving our neighbors as ourselves and doing no harm, seeking the best for every member of our community. We believe that our ethical and theological commitments require us to take a stand against policies and language that dehumanize our immigrant siblings. Our faith communities have watched with growing astonishment that racist, xenophobic, and violent rhetoric from our national leaders, talking about the orange guy, Dave. We see how this language is used to vilify both documented and undocumented immigrants. Who like using undocumented? I just got to say it. Appalled by the hostile policies applied to immigrants.
This is too much.
Though we love and support members of law enforcement who seek to protect our communities, we lament the way law enforcement policy has been weaponized, part of an agenda to promote ethnic nationalism. We resolve to resist the dehumanization of our neighbors, stand for human civil rights. To that end, we affirm that our house of worship will be a sanctuary for those seeking refuge. We'll not allow immigration authorities to enter our house of worship without a warrant signed by a judge.
You understand what he's saying? Do you think these people are going into chicken plants without a warrant signed by a judge?
No.
No.
Those of us who cannot safely offer sanctuary will actively and intentionally support those who... We're going to be intentional the way we support people, Dave. We're going to intentionally support those who do open the doors of the house of worship.
Even your face has, like, the stupid millennial look on it. It's great.
Following the lead of communities who are most impacted, we'll take action. We're going to speak out when ICE raids target our neighbors.
It's like everybody learned to talk by listening to Spicoli. But they're not even stoned. They just act like this.
We'll challenge xenophobic and racist.
Man.
And actually, you know what's missing from this is the word like.
I know, yeah.
We'll like challenge, like xenophobic and like racist.
Which apparently I can't necessarily.
You have a trouble turning it off.
I can't necessarily say that, make fun of that, because apparently there's a drinking game.
Yeah.
Every time Dave says like, you drink, then you're blotto by the end of the first hour.
So we'll like challenge, like xenophobic and like racist, and like white nationalist rhetoric. Both inside and outside are places of, like, worship. We'll seek to create, like, intentionally inclusive and accepting worship spaces that protect the rights and dignity of, like, all human beings. This is the dumbest letter I've ever read. Basically, he said, yeah, if you got a warrant, we're going to throw these guys under the bus. And we're pretty sure you guys always have a warrant, so y'all don't shoot us, please. Like, we'll make a stand, but don't shoot us. I mean, it's the brown people you want. Signers here include the head of St. Junia United Methodist Church. If you're donating to the Methodist Church in that conference, you're supporting this. Ujah Temple. Baptist Church of the Covenant, the Theological Collective. You just know that place is pretentious. We're the Theological Collective. The Birmingham Shambhala Meditation Center.
See, this is why yoga's banned in Alabama schools, people.
Church of the Reconciler, UMC. Baptist Church of the Covenant. Sardis Missionary Baptist Church, Unitarian Universalist Church of Birmingham. Has there ever been a bigger scam than calling the UU a church? The word church literally comes from ecclesia, the called out of God, to which they're not recognizing the called out part of it. In fact, the Unitarian Universalist is basically saying nobody's called out.
Right.
We're all right. Birmingham Catholic Worker, two from the Birmingham Catholic Worker. I used to like the Catholic Worker movement. They've kind of gone off the deep end. The UMC, Pilgrim United Church of Christ, United Methodist Church, Covenant Community Church, St. Mark's Episcopal Church, Edgewood Presbyterian Church, First Presbyterian Church of Birmingham, United Church of Christ, Iglesia Metodista de Mexico, Presbyterian Church USA, First Presbyterian Church of Birmingham, Community Church Without Walls, UMC. Grace Lutheran Church, Birmingham International Church, United Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church, United Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, the Firm Foundation Church, Zion Spring Baptist Church, Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, Woodlawn United Methodist Church, Magic City Spiritual Community. That's where Marianne Williamson goes. The Abbey. That's a pretentious name.
It's Episcopal. Beloved Community Church, UCC, Birmingham Islamic Society, someone who should not be shielding anyone from the law, Birmingham Friends Meeting, and the First Methodist Church of Birmingham, and the United Church of Christ. So those are your sponsors, like, man, of the, they're doing it their way. They're not going to do it the law's way. I mean, unless the judge gets a warrant, then, like, to hell with those immigrants. That's the most virtue-signaling garbage crap I've ever seen. Those churches ought to be embarrassed. My friend, you know what would have been cool? And I would totally support, even though I would disagree with them? If they said, you know what? To hell with your warrant. We're standing in the doorway, and you're not coming in. This is a true sanctuary. We don't recognize your warrant. We recognize God, who doesn't have warrants. I would support that. I disagree with it, but I'd support it. What I'm not going to support is, we're going to virtue signal, but if you bring a warrant, you know, we're going to let you take them. Much more than this, we're not going to do it our way. I did it my way.
Regrets, I've had a few. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Montgomery area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
That accent got a lot of action by text. I mean, a lot of action by text. Someone told me I sounded like a mutual friend of ours. I think you're right. Kind of a spot on accent. I can't help it. Just happens. Like, let's like talk to Kim. Hey, Kim Williams.
Hello, Baron Coleman.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I tell you, you've got a lot of voices.
Well, so like, if I have a bunch of student loans and the economy crashed because of baby boomers, but like, could I still like get a loan?
you guys laugh, but this is how a huge chunk of our population talks.
Like, pretty much everyone younger than, like, me and Baron.
Pretty much, yeah. What's up, Kim?
Baron, I think you ought to be a ventriloquist, you know. But, you know, thinking about, you know, the way we manage money, you know, it doesn't start with having a lot of it. I mean, if you have a lot of it, you can't manage you know, a small amount of it. So if you can't manage $10, you can't manage, you know, $1,000. I mean, giving you $1,000 ain't going to create wisdom. But, I mean, that's why they say, you know, all these lottery winners, they win huge sums of money and then it's gone. So, I mean, being financially savvy, making good decisions, that's a side effect of wealth, right?
Absolutely.
And the reason I say that is because of this. We've got a major, Air Force major, that gave us a call. And here's what he wanted to do, and here's what we delivered on. He wanted to pay off his first mortgage and a second mortgage. And, folks, by the way, if you've currently got a second mortgage, why? If you just pull out the statement, take a look at how much of your monthly payment's going to interest and how little, if any, is going to principal, then it won't take long for you to pick up the phone and give us a call at 567-4223. But the point being, he had 15 years remaining on his first mortgage, and I don't know how many years on the equity line, because, as you know, it depends on how much payment you make. If you just make the minimum payment, it'll still be there when you pass away and you're dead and gone. But he was able to combine his first, his second, get $12,000 out to buy his daughter a car for college at University of Alabama, and pay off a $20,000 credit card. Yep, folks have those. We all, you know, they're out there. They're offered, and we have them. Now, remember I said he had 15 years remaining on his first? He was able to pay off first mortgage, second mortgage, credit card, cash out for car. Okay, pull his term back to 9 years, all right, and reduce his payment by $873 a month.
Dang.
But this is the real life examples of listeners out there just like yourself that make the first move and pick up the phone and give us a call, 567-4223. So again, you know, he made some major decisions that resulted in major savings, you know? Mm-hmm. And